This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where do we hide the toothpaste?
Behind the mirror. The bathroom mirror. It pulls open from the left.
Cool. A secret compartment.
Your visiting time is over.
Thanks for coming, guys.
What? No. Darnell talked the whole time. I hardly got to ask any of my questions. Wait, Earl, how do you set the alarm clock? And what's our apartment number again? I miss you.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Lisa. For that lady.
Don and Mike, go home and get your shine box.
Okay.
Everybody can suck it. Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Mmm, just suck that honey down. Good.
Yeah.
Just a big box of okay. The Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget our friend the waxy Wayne Newton.
Oh, yeah.
Dancing tonight on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Last night, Janet was in the other room. I had two things going on at once. I had Monday Night Football, and I'm playing Halo. Huh. She was in the other room, and she came in all excited. I said, what is it? She said, he got the best female dancer.
Oh, really? She's excited about that.
Yeah. I don't know about all of the professional dancers on this show, but I guess, according to Jan, Wayne Newton got one of the good ones.
Oh, all I know is in the opening, when they show all the contestants, it seemed almost pointed that they didn't have a lot of Wayne.
Really,
like the camera was not really on Wayne nearly as much as it was on the other male contestants. Huh. You would see like contestant one and a shot of him, contestant two and a shot of him. There's Wayne. And then the camera would be off.
And the other thing that Janet said to me was that it was, at least to her eyes, she's watched that show since it first came on. It was obvious, she said, especially with, who's that lady with the beard that we saw? Real hot. Jane Seymour.
Oh. Jane Seymour was on there, yes. She looked good.
She said that it was obvious to her, to Janet, that Jane Seymour had gone out and taken some dancing lessons right before the show.
I think they all do. Yeah, I think probably. they all try. However, the lady from 90210... Jenny Garth, is that who it was?
Yeah.
Did not totally kill last night. And one of the girls, the model that they had, is some supermodel they have on Dancing with the Stars, really didn't look like she knew how to dance. But that show is, I mean, I got about halfway through it, and I just couldn't stand it. I really couldn't. Huh. And I also tried. I tried and tried, much like I tried with Lost. I tried to log a half an hour of Heroes last night, and Heroes left me. What the hell is all the fuss about?
Too hard to watch.
Heroes sucks.
How was Bergeron?
Bergeron was his usual self. However, Bergeron normally works with a chick.
Right.
He's normally got that lady, and she was off having a baby, so they brought in the lesser-talented Lachey brother.
Oh, no.
Like
Tito
Lachey came in to
Drummo.
Whatever his name is. What
Drew.
Lachey? It's Drew,
isn't it?
Drew Lachey, because Drew was on the show and won one.
And I'm always having to have the format of the show explained to me. It's like they dance, and then the judges say, good, you're pitchy, or you stink.
And then they vote. They are judged on three criteria. They are judged on two criteria, the audience. And also the judges. So they combine the audience score
and the
judges' score.
The judge says to them, though, like, Mike, I didn't like the way you did the tango. Then you have to go stand in another room.
And they talk to you about that. And then
they hold up a number.
They hold up their numbers. And then the audience is asked to vote.
It still doesn't matter then, because what's the percentage of judge vote as do audience vote?
I have no idea. Yeah. But I know that the judges' votes count for something. And the judges are there to do the American Idol thing where they talk to them. And there's this one guy, this one queen that's on the left side of the panel. You've got the British guy saying,
I know who you mean.
He's a low-energy guy. He's a low-energy Brit that's like, I don't think you did it, dear. You left your legs apart. You're not supposed to do that. And then this other guy with whatever accent du jour going, you are just such a beautiful dancer. You did such a great job. I'm so pleased with you.
What you need to watch is the Today Show, because I think tomorrow Hoda Kotb dances.
Oh, God.
Okay, Rob, please, seriously.
Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Shut up.
He just wanted to say Hoda Kotb.
Right. I know he
Everyone
did.
Loves it. Mm-hmm. Hoda.
I know he did. Big Hoda. House is on tonight. Now, I'm looking forward to that.
There's some quality television, and I might look at that Reaper show, too.
And I also read somewhere that those three interns or whatever they are on House that got written off last year, the black guy, he's coming back.
Well, he seemed to have the most dramatic tension with you, Laurie, so that should be good.
I think all three of them are, actually.
Really? Not the boring chick.
By the time the season's over, I think they're all
coming if she better come in, like, showing nipples.
Topless.
That'd be all right.
Because otherwise, she is a one-note actress with that same boring look on her face all the time. And the Ken doll, you know, I mean, really? I mean, he's just ridiculous.
The British guy, right? That's why I thought that those people were kind of interchangeable, and it was time for House to have some new people to yell at and to abuse, right?
Yeah, I mean, the guy that looks like Anna Nicole's father, you know, the father of Anna Nicole's baby.
I know, the young guy.
Larry Burkett. Right. Larry Burkett on House.
The guy, the British guy.
Right.
And is he an American guy pretending to have a British accent? Is he doing the opposite of Hugh Laurie?
Wouldn't that be confusing on the set? And did we ever ask the question? I don't think we've never had Hugh Laurie on the show, but if we had him on the show, I would ask him, do you stay with the American accent all the time? I would imagine, because it is so spot on that it would be very difficult to go in and out of that accent.
That's a good question, Mike. Let me ask the Magic 8 Ball.
All right.
Will we have Hugh Laurie as a guest?
Sources say no.
Try again later.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The Laughing 8-Ball.
Telling us we have a chance.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Yeah, I'm just calling to let you know that you are on FM in Delaware.
Where are we in Delaware on FM?
Dover, Delaware.
Dover. Wow. Really?
Yes.
What's the station, my friend?
105.7.
And, that is the Baltimore station.
Yes, I guess we get it down here.
Creeping into Delaware.
Oh, very good. All right, well, we'll take whatever we can get. I mean, it's just a whole large area where you can enjoy English's fried chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you may not care, but Jane Seymour was a professional ballet dancer years ago before she was a TV star.
And you may not care when I mention that she has a beard, but I'm telling you, Mike and I were in an elevator with her.
Absolutely 2 inches away from her.
In California, and she was a strikingly beautiful woman, but she had...
She had that downy little facial hair. Yeah.
She had that peach fuzz.
And plenty of it.
That girly beard. Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. I'd still do her. But she had it, and it's all we were staring at, right? I said that as soon as we got off the elevator. I said, did you notice that?
Oh, my God, Jane Seymour has a beard. God, she's got hair. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio Gods and Phone Gods, by the way, now.
How can that be?
It's just you've had some great phone calls in the last couple of days.
Sure have.
I thought the one from Delaware was beautiful.
Could not agree more. I couldn't agree more completely.
Did he say film gods?
Phone gods.
Oh, phone gods. Oh, phone gods.
Based on the quality of the phones that we've received.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
All right.
Two things. On Larry King Live tonight, Montevideo, Gordon Ramsay's going to be on.
Oh, all right.
Looks like baby vomit.
I haven't been to Ocean City in a long time. Is Boardwalk Elvis still alive, or did Boardwalk Lisa... Marie take over.
He's still there.
Okay.
There's a Boardwalk Lisa.
Imagine what she would look like.
Oh, is there
Boardwalk Lisa Marie?
Boardwalk Elvis is a homeless guy.
Right.
Who really looks nothing like Elvis.
Has it been confirmed that he's homeless, or do you think maybe he packs up his little shopping cart full of material and he goes to his palatial beach house?
I'm sad to tell you, I know too much about that guy.
Really?
In real life, he lives, I think, in Berlin, Maryland.
Right.
And he does ride his bicycle 8 miles every day.
Wow. Every day. Must be in incredible shape.
Didn't he used to chase you or, like, sort of stalk you on the boardwalk?
Yeah.
Is that better now?
You know who he used to stalk also?
Who?
Hoda Kotb.
You see, Mike just wanted to say that name.
Everybody does.
I'm glad he did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Hello.
I was just making some popcorn.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Do you know who I am?
You're Fred Rogers.
You're the guy with the Fred soundboard.
My name is Rocky Balboa.
Hey, Rocky, how are you? That perked us up a little
bit. What's
happening, Rock? What?
What's up, Rock?
You know, you're such a crazy brother to me. You really are.
What was that, Rocky?
You still didn't give me the answer.
Oh, Rocky, I'm hungry.
I was just making some popcorn.
I had to change pages.
Is it ass popcorn?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Jack Walsh.
Jack Walsh?
Jack Walsh?
It's the father from Meet the Parents. Yeah, can I help you?
Oh, De Niro.
Hi, Mr. Walsh. How are you?
Can I ask you something?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Walsh.
Go ahead.
Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
Yes. Yes, we have.
Yes.
Don't push it, fucker.
Mr. Walsh, I think you're getting a little too uptight.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Are you a pothead?
Used to be.
Never.
You ever smoked pot?
Yes, I have.
I would have to say yes also.
What did I tell you? I mean, you asked me, and I knew you were going to come out no matter what I said, but what did I tell you?
You know what I think? When you smoke pot, it makes you hungry. And God, I'm hungry. Are you hungry, Mike?
I'm very hungry. Are you making anything for an afternoon snack?
Something salty, perhaps?
Oh, thank you for telling me. I was just making some popcorn.
There it is. All right. That's what we like the best.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know, we can get 105.7 in Northern Delaware also by Wilmington.
Northern Delaware, that's where it's colder than the rest of the state, right?
Yeah, because Delaware is so huge. Delaware and Rhode Island are going to get in a big fight now.
Those Delaware polar bears.
They're stuck by the fjords.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Boardwalk Elvis's family are chicken farmers, and he just comes down to the boardwalk to hang out.
Oh, there you go. There's more intel on Boardwalk Elvis.
How come he never spent any time working at the family farm?
I read that in the Beachcomber.
Beachcomber. And when you say Beachcomber, make sure, I read that in the Beachcomber.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What's up?
Yeah, I have some update on Boardwalk Elvis.
Everybody's calling about Boardwalk Elvis.
Okay, sure. What's the update on him?
He actually works at a produce stand off of right across the street at Beauchamp Road and just outside of Ocean Pines.
Ocean Pines.
Now, I heard his family were chicken farmers, though.
I don't know, but he works at the produce stand, and I took my kids there, like 5 and 8, and he was helping them find...
I wouldn't eat that produce.
Well, you really have to wash the outside of the fruit, yeah. I would think.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
See, Boardwalk Elvis, well, we don't have time to explain to you who...
Fresh BM strawberries.
I don't have time to explain to you who he is.
A local character.
He's a homeless guy.
Urine melon.
I guess he's not homeless. He appears to be homeless. And he's always at the beach.
Or the produce stand or at his residence with the chickens.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I just wanted to let you know, you had Dr. McJuggs from House on at one point, right. And she was saying that Hugh... never did the accent on set because it would throw people off too much. But
oh, okay. All right. All right.
Yeah,
very
good.
Good.
We did have her on. You're right.
Yeah. When they went to award shows and stuff, though, he was, you know, himself in accent, and that screwed people up all the time.
Speaks too. American during the work week.
It's amazing how British. It's amazing how well British actors speak the American dialect.
It's scary, really.
And the only one that we have that does it good is what's her name, Bridget Jones' Diary.
Yes, we have Renee Zellweger.
She's it.
Yeah, you've got a few. If you probably went down the line, you could find. But then you have glaring examples of bad ones, like you've got Kevin Costner, who's terrible at doing a British dialect.
Robin Hood.
Keanu Reeves, who's terrible when he was in Dracula.
Whoa. Mike, there's one guy who does a great British accent.
Okay.
Joe.
Yes, his character known as Buck.
Joe? Hey, Joe, what's Buck got to say today?
Hello.
Buck's dead.
Buck was the lobster.
Buck is dead?
Yes, Buck's my pet lobster. I ate him.
Oh, I thought your name was Buck.
No.
No.
What's your British guy name?
Who's
Buck?
I don't know.
Mike, I think they're right. I think that the lobster that we had him carry around was named Buck.
Was
right.
Buck. He was on a leash.
That's right.
Lobster on a leash.
He would walk
Remember?
It.
Joe?
Right, Don.
So, Joe, it might be a good idea to come up with a name for this character, this British character. We
give him life.
Then I'll give it a shot.
As Joe himself would say, have a guess.
Right.
I vote for Ringo. Ringo has always been a great British name.
I'd like to say Mick, based on his favorite singer.
I was going to say Ian.
How about we use all three? Mick, Ian, Ringo.
Or Ian McRingo. Doesn't that roll up?
There you go. Better? Ian McRingo.
Ian McRingo is the character. Yeah, Ian nice. McRingo, the brand new very Joe nice. Fabulous British character.
The British dentist.
Let's try it out right now. Hi, Joe. Who is this?
This is Ian McRingo.
Perfect. Joe.
What can I do you for?
That's perfect.
Seriously, Joe, did you bring your iPod in today?
No.
You didn't tell Joe about that?
I thought we were just playing. I didn't know Joe had an iPad.
Well, we're playing. Joe, never mind. We're playing a game without you. And we come right back. We're going to play a game involving everybody's iPods except Joe's.
Very exciting.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.